This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Misalazine 1.2 Takeda. Active ingredient, S. Misalazine. This leaflet provides important information about using Misalazine 1.2 Takeda. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Misalazine 1.2 Takeda. The information in this leaflet was last updated on the date listed on the final page. More recent information on the medicine may be available. You should ensure that you speak to your pharmacist or doctor to obtain the most up-to-date information on this medicine. You can also download the most up-to-date leaflet from www.takeda.com/en-au. Those updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Misalazine 1.2 Takeda? Misalazine 1.2 Takeda contains the active ingredient misalazine, also called 5-aminosalicylic acid, or 5-ASA. Misalazine 1.2 Takeda is an anti-inflammatory drug used for the treatment of ulcerative colitis. When Misalazine 1.2 Takeda is taken for a flare-up of ulcerative colitis, it acts through the entire colon and rectum to treat the inflammation and reduce symptoms. Misalazine 1.2 Takeda can also be taken to help prevent reoccurrence of ulcerative colitis. What should I know before I use Misalazine 1.2 Takeda? Warnings. Do not use Misalazine 1.2 Takeda if 1. You are allergic to Misalazine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. 2. You are allergic to a family of drugs known as salicylates, which include aspirin. 3. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any kidney problems, have previously had inflammation of the heart, which may be the result of an infection in the heart, have had a previous allergic reaction to Misalazine 1.2 Takeda, or other medicines containing Misalazine, or Sulfasalazine, other medicines taken for treatment of ulcerative colitis, have narrowing or blockage of the stomach or the gut, have skin conditions such as atopic dermatitis or atopic eczema, have ever developed severe skin rash or skin peeling, blistering and or mouth sores, have any other medical conditions or take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Misalazine 1.2 Takeda and affect how it works. These include Misalazine, or Sulfasalazine, taken for treatment of ulcerative colitis. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, for example medicines containing aspirin, ibuprofen, or diclofenac, azathioprine, or 6-mercaptopurine, known as immunosuppressant medicines, warfarin, taken to prevent blood clots, or other Cumarin-type anticoagulants. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Misalazine 1.2 Takeda. How do I use Misalazine 1.2 Takeda? How much to take? Adults and the elderly. The usual daily dose for adults and the elderly is 2.4 grams to 4.8 grams, 2 to 4 tablets taken once a day for an acute episode of ulcerative colitis. If you are taking the highest daily dose of 4.8 grams slash day, you should be evaluated after 8 weeks of treatment. Once your symptoms have cleared and to help prevent reoccurrence of another episode, your doctor may direct you to take 2.4 grams, 2 tablets once a day. Children and adolescents, Misalazine 1.2 Takeda is not recommended to be given to children under 18 years of age due to lack of data on safety and efficacy. Follow the instructions provided and use Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda. Take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda at the same time each day. It is important to take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda every day for as long as your doctor tells you to, even when you don't have any symptoms of ulcerative colitis. How to take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda. Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda can be taken with or without food. The tablets must be swallowed whole and must not be crushed or chewed. If you forget to use Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda, Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, then take them as usual the next day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda, if you think that you have used too much Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda? Things you should do. Make sure that all of your doctors, dentists, and pharmacists know you are taking Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda. Remind them if any new medicines are about to be started. Ensure adequate fluid intake during treatment. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give to children under 18 years of age. Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda is not suitable for children under 18 years of age as there is not enough information on its effects in children. Do not give Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. It may not be safe for another person to take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda. Do not take Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. It may not be safe to use Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda for another complaint, driving, or using machines. Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda is unlikely to have any effect on your ability to drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Store Mishalazine 1.2 Takeda in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsill. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Headache. Tiredness. Indigestion. Mild stomach pains. Bloating or passing wind. Excessive gas in the stomach or bowel. Increased number of bowel motions. Nausea. Vomiting. Rash or itchy skin. Fever. Loss of strength. Muscle, joint, or back pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. If you experience symptoms such as cramping, severe stomach pain, bloody and excessive stools, diarrhea, fever, headache, or rash. These symptoms could be a sign of acute intolerance syndrome, which can happen during an acute episode of ulcerative colitis. This is a serious condition which occurs rarely, but means your treatment would have to be stopped immediately. If you develop unexplained bruising, without injury, rash, anemia, feeling tight, weak and looking pale, especially on lips, nails and inside of eyelids, fever, high temperature, sore throat, or unusual bleeding, e.g. nosebleeds. If you develop allergic swelling of face, eyes, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Widespread rash with blistering of the skin, particularly around the mouth, eyes and genitals. Allergic skin rash with fever. Severe pain in the back, side, or stomach. Trouble urinating, pain, or burning during urination. These could be symptoms of kidney stones, increased blood pressure. If you notice reddish non-elevated, target-like, or circular patches on the trunk, often with central blisters, skin peeling, ulcers of mouth, throat, nose, genitals and eyes. These serious skin rashes can be preceded by fever and flu-like symptoms. Your treatment will need to be stopped immediately if you experience these serious conditions. If you experience strong or recurrent headache, disturbed vision, or ringing or buzzing in the ears. These could be symptoms of increased pressure within your skull, idiopathic intracranial hypertension. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What mesalazine 1.2 Takeda contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Mesalazine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calm low sodium, carnauba wax, stearic acid, silicon dioxide, sodium starch glycolate, talc purified, magnesium stearate, methacrylic acid copolymer, triethyl citrate, titanium dioxide, E171, iron oxide red, Ci7-7491, macrogol 6000. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What mesalazine 1.2 Takeda looks like. Mesalazine 1.2 Takeda 1.2 grams tablet, OSTAR 3-16122, oval-shaped red-brown tablets which are stamped with S476. Mesalazine 1.2 Takeda is supplied as a 60 tablets pack size. Who distributes Mesalazine 1.2 Takeda? Takeda Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Limited, Level 39, 225 George Street. Sydney, New South Wales 2000, Australia. Phone 1-800-012-612. www.takeda.com/en-au. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited.